in the limelight. The U.S. Attorney General William Barr, one of Donald Trump's staunchest allies, has resigned just weeks after he contradicted the president by saying the Justice Department had uncovered no evidence of widespread voter fraud that could change the outcome of the 2020 election. The article you're just about to hear has been written by The Guardian journalist Lauren Gambino. The piece is titled, William Barr Steps Down as Trump's Attorney General. Stay with us for more of Lauren Gambino's article. The U.S. Attorney General William Barr, one of Donald Trump's staunchest allies, has resigned just weeks after he contradicted the president by saying the Justice Department had uncovered no evidence of widespread voter fraud that could change the outcome of the 2020 election. William Barr's departure ends a tenure marked by brazen displays of fealty to a president whose political agenda he willingly advanced. Critics said Barr had turned the Department of Justice into an obedient servant of the White House, eroding its commitment to independence and to the rule of law. Donald Trump sought to play down tensions as he announced William Barr's resignation in a tweet on Monday, 14th of December, moments after members of the Electoral College officially pushed Joe Biden over the 270-vote threshold to win the White House on Monday. The procedural step effectively ends Donald Trump's unprecedented bid to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election, based on false claims of widespread voter fraud that William Barr concluded were meritless. Just had a very nice meeting with Attorney General Bill Barr at the White House, the president said. Our relationship has been a very good one. He has done an absolute outstanding job. As per letter, Bill will be leaving just before Christmas to spend the holidays with his family. In his resignation letter released by Donald Trump on Twitter, William Barr was characteristically effusive of the president. He praised Trump's resilience in the face of what the Attorney General described as a partisan onslaught that aimed to undermine a duly elected president. No tactic, no matter how abusive and deceitful, was out of bounds, Barr wrote. Your record is all the more historic because you accomplished it in the face of relentless, implacable resistance, he continued, adding, few could have weathered these attacks, much less forge ahead with a positive program for the country. Jeff Rosen, the Deputy Attorney General, who Trump called an outstanding person, will take over the role of Acting Attorney General, and highly respected Richard Donahue, an official in Rosen's office, would become the Deputy Attorney General. William Barr surprised many observers by telling the Associated Press in an interview published on 1st of December that he disputed the idea promulgated by the president and his re-election campaign that there had been widespread fraud in the 2020 presidential election. Trump has attempted to undermine Biden's victory by pointing to routine small-scale issues in an election, questions about signatures, envelopes, and postmarks, as evidence of widespread fraud across the nation that cost him the election. Trump and some of his allies have also endorsed more bizarre sources of supposed fraud, such as tying Joe Biden's win to election software created in Venezuela at the direction of Hugo Chavez, the former Venezuelan president who died back in 2013. There's been one assertion that would be systemic fraud, and that would be the claim that machines were programmed essentially to skew the election results. And the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, and the Department of Justice have looked into that and so far We haven't seen anything to substantiate that, William Barr said in an interview with the Associated Press. Barr said some people were confusing the role of the federal criminal justice system and asking it to step in on allegations that should be made in civil lawsuits and reviewed by state or local officials, not the Justice Department. William Barr added, there's a growing tendency to use the criminal justice system as a sort of default fix-all, and people don't like something, they want the Department of Justice to come in and to investigate. Those comments infuriated Donald Trump and his supporters as they have tried and failed to find any meaningful way, via the courts of law, requested recounts or pressure on officials of overturning his defeat by Joe Biden. Speculation about William Barr's future was rife from the moment his Associated Press interview was published, as the most high-profile member of the administration flatly to contradict President Donald Trump and his arguments that he's the rightful winner of the election. For months, Barr also kept the Justice Department investigation into Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, from becoming public, despite calls from Republicans and the White House to launch an inquiry into the younger Biden's business dealings, according to the Wall Street Journal. Hunter Biden, long a target of the president and his political allies, announced last week that his tax affairs were under investigation. In the weeks before the 2020 election, Donald Trump publicly berated his attorney general for not prosecuting the president's political enemies, among them his Democratic opponent and his predecessor Barack Obama. In an October interview, Donald Trump said William Barr would be remembered as a very sad, sad situation if he did not indict Biden or Obama. Barr's refusal to act, Trump warned then, could cost him the election. Donald Trump announced in December of 2018 that he was nominating William Barr to become his next Attorney General, replacing Jeff Sessions, a loyalist who angered the president when he stepped aside and allowed his deputy to appoint a special prosecutor to investigate Russia's election interference. Barr, a 70-year-old, had previously served as Attorney General in the George W. Bush administration and was initially viewed by political veterans in Washington as a much-needed stabilizing force who would insulate the department from political attacks. Yet, assuming the post, as the Russia investigation into allegations of collusion between the Trump 2016 election campaign and Russian operatives neared its denouement in early 2019, William Barr quickly upended expectations by attacking the special counsel investigating that examined the ties between Russia and the Trump campaign. In his resignation letter, the Attorney General William Barr said it was the nadir of what he believed was a partisan crusade against the president was the effort to cripple, if not oust, your administration with frenzied and baseless accusations of collusion with Russia.